Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I wish you a very, very happy Monday afternoon. Where else but Tucson, Arizona, can we go from summer to winter in one day? 42 degrees, I think, was the unofficial low this morning, but felt good. We're finally into a change of season on this Monday, November 3rd. It is Election Eve 2014. We're broadcasting from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at KVOI.com and on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. That's also the place for all of our podcasts and the show archive. You can check it out, who our contributors are, and a little bit about what we do here on The Buckmaster Show. The Monday Political Face-Off is the way we kick off Mondays, followed at 12:30. The first Monday of the month, we welcome in our contributor on military and foreign affairs, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff John Wickham. It's an outstanding opportunity for our listeners to actually ask some foreign policy questions of a guy who is, to say the least, well-connected. I mean, he is very well-connected still of what's going on in D.C. and the whole military and Pentagon scene. The live line number, 790-2040, and our Facebook is Bill Buckmaster. Bruce Ash is here. Mr. Ash is in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is seated to my left. He's a longtime Democrat Party activist, former state and local Democrat Party chair. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. They specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. In other words, if it has anything to do with hanging anything on your walls, Moe's is the place to do it. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, they're over there in the Copenhagen Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Paul and Bruce, how are you gentlemen today?
Good. Nice weather out there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a nice weekend, Paul?
Yeah, except for the UCLA U of A game. But yeah. Other than that.
Well, we are banged up. The team's banged up. And, you know, you have that kind of fast-moving offense. And if it doesn't click, you're in trouble because you're going to have to run the ball.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the problems the team had this go around. We're building towards a really powerful team, but we don't have the depth that people like UCLA and other teams have. So when we get injured, it's problematic.
And Bruce Ash, you had a wonderful weekend over on Coronado Island. I'm sure it was lovely.
We did watch the game Saturday night with friends, and they'll be back this week. We play the Buffs and look for a new effort and hopefully win their bowl eligible, and I think they're going to do just fine as we go down the home stretch. And so did the Arizona Cardinals. They beat Dallas Cowboys yesterday pretty convincingly.
Yeah,
and they're now finding themselves 7-1. So I looked at this weekend was I was 1-1 for the weekend. Not too bad.
I don't usually follow pro football, but I have to admit I've gotten into the Cardinals, and I hate to say this because it will show my age, but growing up in Chicago, believe it or not, there was the Chicago Bears, and guess what?
Chicago Cardinals.
Yeah. And then the Cardinals moved to St. Louis, and then the Bidwell family, who's had them forever, took them out here to Arizona, and I'm getting into Cardinal football. They really had looked like they've got some great talent.
Great defense. Yeah. It's fun
to watch. Mike Bidwell's an entirely different owner from his pop and has really brought a whole new sort of a level to the way that this club is set up.
All right. Well, this is not sports talk, but it is political talk. But Monday, you know, you have a couple of really good games. You have to talk about it. Bruce, and this looks like it is going to be Bruce and Paul. This is election eve. In fact, people will be going to the polls. Polls will be opening 6 a.m. just hours from now. Paul, I think it comes down to, and correct me if I'm wrong, on the Democratic side, when you have that Republican advantage, and it's about 50,000 statewide compared to 2 years ago, the Republicans have a 50,000 vote advantage. You and your fellow Democrats really have to make sure people vote.
Yeah, it's turnout in these off presidential years. Turnout's always down, and it hurts Democrats more. You know, I think actually in Arizona, Democrats are going to do pretty well. I think we're going to, Ron Barber is going to hold his seat. I think Ann Kirkpatrick has a good chance of holding her seat, and Kyrsten Sinema as well. The governor's race looks like it's going to be tough to win that one for the Democrats. But on the other statewide races, like Attorney General Felicia Rollini and Secretary of State Terry Goddard, I think have a really good chance of winning. And we'll see about the superintendent's race. David Garcia is a great candidate. Yeah. It should be interesting. But, you know, on the national level, it's going to be a little more difficult. And I think the Democrats only have themselves to blame on the national
level. Really? Why is that, Paul?
Well, because, you know, there is great economic news out there. I know people don't necessarily feel it. Wages have stagnated a little bit. But, you know, we went from a 10.5% in 2009 unemployment rate to under 6%. We have the dollar is stronger than it's ever been worldwide. We are the only economy right now in a really strong growth position compared to the other countries of the world, including China. And gas prices have dropped below $3 a gallon.
And the stock market.
And the stock market, this is an interesting statistic. At the highest level of the stock market before the crash of 2008, it was 14,000. Yeah. It was a record. And we dropped to 6,000 in the Dow. And now it's up over 17,000 in the Dow. And
you don't think the Democrats have gotten that message out and it's going to hurt them?
The Democrats are running away from their success. And that's what's really frustrating. They should have been talking about this for the last year over and over again and not running away from that, which they seem to have done.
Bruce, it's looking like it'd be a big night for Republicans. Will that translate here to Arizona?
I predict it will. I think we will take those statewide offices, notwithstanding Paul's remarks to the contrary. Democrats should have, could have, would have done a lot of different things, but they didn't. They chose to focus on this war on women, which is sort of a phony war that they've made up. They've chosen to have this war on uterus issues, which, you know, I mean, nobody really cares about this. There's still a tremendous amount of pain in the country. And no matter what Paul says about the economy, look, I look at falling gas prices, Paul, and I say to myself, the reason gas prices are down is because the oil prices are down, which is caused by an overall lack of expectancy of needing more oil. Our Chinese friends aren't buying as much. That economy is slowing down. Economies all throughout Europe are slowing down. And these are going to have profound problems for the United States economy. And there is a tremendous resistance, not just amongst Republicans, but independents are really coming home to the party that they left, many of them starting in 2006, and they're coming back to the Republican Party. And what we've seen in our tracking polls over the past several weeks is a slow but sure, not just here in the state, but also nationally, a slow but surely trend towards Republicans. And I think that we will pick up at least 6, perhaps as many as 8 seats. We're not going to lose Kansas. We'll probably also win the Senate races both in Louisiana and Georgia, even if they do have to go to a runoff, particularly if they have to go to a runoff.
And I will say one thing. The difference between this off-year election compared to 2010, when the Republicans had a big wave, The figures in the polling data show nationally that Republicans are very likely to vote at 58% clip. Democrats are only up at 57%, one point behind. Mm-hmm. In 2010, it was a 10-point difference. And so I don't think this is going to be a wave
quite
election.
Quite the bloodbath that some might care about.
No, and frankly, I think generally, I think in these things go through cycles, but in 2016 it sets the Democrats up very well, not only for the presidential race, but for taking back the Senate if they lose it this time.
Well, let's move on to how this country will be different, Bruce Ash, with a House and Senate controlled by Republicans.
Well, first of all, there'll be probably different leaders on both sides of the House. There are a number of Republican leaders who have been moving up within the House of Representatives. Even looking at here in our own state, David Schweikert, Matt Salmon for two. And by the way, Matt Salmon has not got a lot of praise for this, but Matt Salmon probably was one of the most influential members of Congress. And this was a bipartisan effort, Paul, to get Sergeant Tamaracy released over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But Matt Salmon did an amazing amount of work, and he probably visited the sergeant upwards to a dozen times at his prison captivity in Mexico.
And the sergeant is back now in the
United States. He is back with his family and back in his, in the arms of his loved ones. Now, on the Democrat side, we're going to see some changes as well. It is hard to imagine that Harry Reid is going to be able to hold on to his seat. There's already quite a bit of infighting there. I suspect that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out as DNC chair, and so will Nancy Pelosi. They'll become backbenchers in the upcoming Congress, and we're going to see some new leadership. The important thing is that the Republicans have to understand that this was not an election where people thought they were so great. This is clearly a rejection election for the Democrats and for the policies of the president. And we have to make sure that we reopen the rules of the U.S. Senate to create the ability for debate. We have to bring the cloture rule back up to where it was on all aspects prior to the rules being changed. And even there are a whole host of changes within the Senate that have to happen, we'll call it pre-2008, to regain the ability to debate and to really not just have a monologue but a dialogue, and not just we're the party of no and we're trying to, resist the president, but we're trying to work together in a bipartisan way.
Yeah, I don't see that in the cards. And frankly, I think Bruce is right. The Republicans, to do well in 2016, need to have a proactive agenda rather than a negative agenda of just stopping whatever Obama's doing. He mentioned something that was very interesting. I think the Democrats did make a mistake by trying to micro-issue this race. They needed to tout the economic success of staying out of a Great Depression and being the strongest economy in the world again, based on all metrics. And one of the things that has dropped the gas prices that Bruce didn't mention is the dollar is stronger around the world than it's ever been.
Well, it ever been really in the last, since 2006. Well, yeah. I mean,
Let me further clarify.
Well, okay, I was over-exaggerating, but it's very strong.
No, it is the strongest it's been in a long time.
Let me further clarify. It is Republican governors and Republican states with Republican legislatures who have clearly led the economy, notwithstanding and despite the federal government and the type of programs that they've promoted. It's been states like Ohio and Texas, et cetera, who are Republican states who've led this recovery.
All right. Paul, hold your thought there. We're going to take a break here on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off, 790-2040. That is the number for our live line. You can call in during the face-off, or if you've got a question for General Wickham, that's coming up at about 12:33. Let's be right back.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700, or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The car's bubbling over again.
Well, I can fix that.
No, Fester, we're going to take it to Perfection Auto Works. We want it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, Fester, don't you remember the last time you tuned up the car?
Yeah.
And the brake job you did?
Yeah.
Yes, my good man. We're taking the car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. Now, where are my keys?
You rang?
Ah, thank you, Thing.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly at Speedway, two blocks west of Craycroft, since 1994. 323-8650. Or visit our website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
I love that song, Ed. You know I do. A little bit of Coldplay here on the Buckmaster Show on Election Eve. And Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom. We're talking a little bit about what happens if the Senate and the House are in Republican hands. But,
Bill, I just wanted to respond.
Your thought.
How far to the right the Republicans gone, I don't see them picking moderate leadership. And frankly, I have a feeling there's going to be a vote in the House for impeachment of the president, which I think would be disastrous for the Republican Party. And Ted Cruz kind of said it all, to win the presidency, they have to elect a ultra-conservative like himself. But if they keep down that road, they're not going to be a majority party for very long. And I suspect 2016, Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, and I suspect the Democrats will retake the Senate if they lose it this time. One of the things that's going to be interesting to me, though, is what happens at the state level. Because if Doug Ducey, and it looks like he may very well win this race, Jim Brewer had some restraint on that legislature. Doug Ducey will not exercise restraint on that legislature, and it's so far to the right, they're going to go down the road of digging even deeper deficits and cutting schools even more because of it. And I think at some point, the regular folks in Arizona who care about their kids and care about schools are going to have a rebellion against all this, a backlash that by the end of the decade, I would think that the Democrats then would have a chance of taking one of the two houses or both.
You're saying Ducey is much more to the right than the current
Absolutely, government. Especially when it comes to revenues. And we are already in a structural deficit that was created from tax cuts that took place from the 90s to the present. And he wants to do more of that. And if you do more of that and we don't recoup any of the revenues we've lost over the years, our schools, who have now dropped from middle of the pack in the states to dead last, will go farther. They'll start to disintegrate.
Okay.
And if that's the case, I think people are going to have a backlash on that.
What do you think?
Well, Paul, you've certainly given me a lot of ones to hit out of the park. There's a fundamental disagreement between conservatives and liberals such as yourself about what taxes do to tax revenues, and you're just plain wrong about all of your points as it goes to tax generation.
Does he make any sense at all?
Look, the Democratic Party is the third party in Arizona, and it's not that way just by accident. There are tons of people who've left the party and who don't agree with the liberal left-leaning version that this party's going. As it pertains to Ted Cruz and him making statements in media over the weekend that, you know, somebody like him should be the new Senate Majority Leader, that is just grandstanding and great fodder for the TV news journalists. Ted Cruz has about zero chance of becoming the Senate Majority Leader. He's a good man, but he is not the mainstream in the U.S. Senate. And as it pertains to impeachment, there is no talk, I want to repeat, no talk about impeaching the president. And that's albeit he has done some things that certainly just make people's hair curl. And his talk about giving amnesty to 34 million illegals living here is quite breathtaking, to say the least. But not even that, Paul Eckerstrom, will cause the U.S. Congress to file for impeachment against the president.
Let me say this. Arizona, and I'm just going to go on tax revenues, people support raising taxes for schools.
No, they don't.
They do. It does. And I'll
constantly vote against override elections, Paul. They vote against a 1% sales tax.
Bruce,
they want quality education.
Let me finish. The argument that every tax cut is a good tax cut is baloney, because guess what? We've had tax cut after tax cut, and our economy ranks near the bottom in growth in the country. You know, you take Minnesota, who's got a great education system, and they're quote tax climate for business is supposed to be the fourth worst in the country, but their economic climate for business is one of the best, fourth best in the country. And so how's that dynamic working in Minnesota? It works really well. You know why? One of the biggest components for a good business climate and having people move here and move their companies here is having a quality education system, and we don't have that. And the reason is we look at a tax cut and we say every tax cut's a good tax cut. It isn't necessarily the case. And I'm not saying raise taxes to where we had it before. I'm just saying recoup some of the tax cuts that we've had over the years, some of them, and put it into our schools. Nothing else. Into our schools.
Doug Ducey has
talked about, and that would be good for business.
Yeah, Doug Ducey has talked consistently throughout the campaign from the very beginning about reforming our tax code, because it is really just a bunch of hodgepodge that's put together. And I believe that that Doug Ducey will have a great deal of persuasion over this legislature. And Paul, notwithstanding your fear-mongering, this is going to be a far less conservative legislature than it was in 2012 or 2010.
Well, if Doug Ducey does tax reform that actually recoups some of those revenues over the years, I'm all for it, because I do know, I think all our tax systems, both at the federal and state level, are too complicated.
The idea is to grow jobs, is to make everybody more wealthy. And the thing that's happened in this country over the past 6 years is the rich have gotten a lot richer.
Yep.
Guys
that's
like
true,
the three of us.
Because of those
here,
tax cuts. They
like
favor
us,
the rich. They
guys
favor
like,
the rich.
Okay. Guys like us have not been able to benefit as a result.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Paul and Bruce, and we'll see what happens. On Election Day, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Thank you, Moe and family, for the fine job you do over there at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Folks can take all of their framing requirements to you, and the end product will be something you'll be very proud of, be museum-quality stuff. Moe'sGallery.com and on Facebook. We are coming up exactly on 12:30 on the Monday afternoon show. The Buckmaster Show with General John Wickham will be next, 790-2040, for all of your military and foreign affairs questions. Back right after this.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work. Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month, the first Monday of the month, in fact, we welcome into the Buckmaster Show General John Wickham, a former United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987, and Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the United States Army. He is now retired, living happily in Oro Valley with his lovely wife, Anne. General Wickham, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Glad to be on your wonderful program.
Thank you very much, General. As you know, a lot of people concerned about the military's role over in West Africa and the situation with the troops when they come home about this isolation. What are some of your thoughts on that? Is this a proper role for the United States Army?
Yeah, well, a lot of improper roles. But I think this is a proper role. This is something that we can do. We have the talent to build hospitals, to provide security, to construct airfields, to manage airfields, the flow of goods, the logistics, the communications, all of those kinds of things. The military can do them quickly and do them well. Now, we also have some of the medical capabilities that I think we're going to apply over there, but mostly what we're doing is logistics.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. General Wickham is always ready and able to entertain your questions and comments. As I mentioned, of course, when I introduced you, you were the former Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces. I believe you were second. That was only the second to command that particular force. Is that correct?
That's right, Bill. The Combined Forces Army in Korea. It's about 1 million troops, includes all of the South Korean troops plus the U.S. troops. And it was created in 1979, although we've had troops over there since the Korean War. And what's going on now, of course, the plan was to turn over that command to the South Koreans next year, 2015. But the South Korean government is very anxious about that. They fear that turning it over could be the first shoe to drop, and the next shoe is the U.S. to leave. And they don't want that to happen. They want us to stay there because of the North Korean threat, very dangerous situation, particularly with the nuclear circumstances there with North Korea. And really, in some ways, it's kind of a time bomb waiting to go off with the North Koreans. So, but the South Koreans said, no, we don't want to take over that command, Combined Field Army. So it's deferred now for an indefinite period of time into the future. The U.S. Commander, Four-Star, will continue with the Korean deputies I had and a combined staff, and very effective with troops right up against the demilitarized zone.
And did you have any issues? Was this a pretty, has this been a good arrangement? And what about the readiness of the Republic of Korea's armed forces, General Wickham?
They're among the, probably the best in the world. As a matter of fact, they have a military academy that was patterned after West Point. Same kind of uniforms. They teach English. Most Korean leaders, senior leaders, battalion on up, speak English fluently. So, and their readiness is very good. As I used to travel over there up on the demilitarized zone, greeting soldiers, I always did this to boost morale. I was astonished at the black belt status of Korean soldiers up on the demilitarized zone. Not only one black belt, but maybe six or seven black belts. They are really ready for whatever has to be done. And actually, believe it or not, the South Korean military, because of good hygiene in their country and better food, athletics, we brought all that ideas to them. In contrast to North Korea, the South Korean troops are probably an inch or more taller than North Korean on the average.
Hmm.
So it's a quality military.
Just from the better nutrition that they are getting.
Exactly, and exercise.
General John Wickham with us, 790-2040. Want to talk about the Islamic State, or ISIS. They're recruiting fighters from really all over the world. In fact, I heard over the weekend on the BBC, General Wickham, that 80 different countries now are represented within the ranks of the ISIS soldiers.
That's right, Bill, and it illustrates, I think, if one thinks about it, the fallacy of the conservative view in this country that we need to get into the Middle East and solve their problems for them. Let's get over there and attack and do what we think is right. We do not understand what's going on in the Middle East. We don't have the competence or the experience. And what's happening with why these young people are wanting to go and help the Islamic State is an illustration of it. In many of these countries like Tunisia, which has a very large population of college graduates, they don't have jobs for them. And so these young people say, well, if I can't get a job here, I'm going to go where I can get paid. And the Islamic State, because of the oil revenue and selling of antiquities and other things that they're doing, are willing to pay $1,000 or more a month to a fighter. So that's attracting people. And these problems have got to be solved internally. Now, one could raise the question, why in the devil would a woman, a Muslim woman, and there were three of them to try to go from the United States to help in fight in Syria, why would the woman want to go and fight with the Islamic State? Well, because if the Islamic faith believes that women do not count for very much in this life, that their sole purpose is to serve their male husband, and their better life is in the next life. So they see in the Islamic State as purity and the pure way of Islam, and so they're attracted to that, and that's got to be something that must be turned around internally in these countries in the Middle East. We can't do it. They have to do it.
We just don't know enough, do we, about ISIS? I'm sure that our intelligence services are trying to do interviews with some of the people who do return to the United States who have volunteered with them, but we're not getting much results, are we?
You're exactly right, Bill. Given your profession, the journalistic profession, journalists are cannot get into Syria or into Iraq to find out what's going on. If they're caught by the Islamic State, they're going to be killed. And so they don't want to do this. So they're trying to interview people piecemeal. It's just been things revealed in the media just the past couple of days that we can't get in there. So it's all largely conjecture, and therefore it's left up to the Islamic State with its own publications to sort of put out their own point of view, and it's all very distorted.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. We're going to keep General Wickham around for another segment, and we appreciate him giving up a half hour during his lunch hour to be with us today. We will be right back on the Buckmaster Show, our Monday edition. Be right back.
Hey, aren't you Indiana?
Yeah, aren't you Mike Emery?
Yeah, and how'd you know that? And what are you doing on top of Everest?
Buckmaster said I'd find you here. You have to go a long way to find a decent mechanic. Left my last one at the Temple of Doom.
Sounds like a bad B-movie to me.
Look who's talking. You're the one with the parrot on his shoulder.
Hey, Nelson likes the view up here.
Buckmaster, KVOI, what?
You don't have to climb a mountain or dig up a hidden treasure to afford a good mechanic. Just bring your car to Perfection Auto Works for a free 26-point inspection. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
On a Monday afternoon, General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. General Wickham joins us usually the first Monday of each month. He's always welcoming calls, 790-2040. If you have a question and want to talk about the situation with the Veterans Administration, do these efforts, are they helping, General Wickham, to improve getting vets care in a more timely manner?
Yes, they are. They've still got a long way to go. No doubt about it, and I think veterans that are listening would recognize that their concerns are real. But there's some sort of good news that we ought to promulgate. In the last 10 years, about 90%, 92% of all of the claims for disability that have gone forward to the VA have been approved. I think that's sort of significant, and yet those approvals have happened with less than 22% of the increase in doctors that were involved. So they're working harder to get a better product out with the claims. And so I'm encouraged by that process. Now, over almost half of those claims have dealt with post-trauma stress disorder, which is a serious situation and much more recognized now than it used to be. Agent Orange, chemical that was used, defoliant, in Vietnam, has caused a great deal of the claims, almost a dozen types of cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's disease, caused by Agent Orange, and that was produced a flood of claims for the VA. And Rick Shinseki, the former head of the VA, said it was his fault to approve those things, approve Agent Orange. Well, he was right to do it because it clearly was a terrible thing that happened to our veterans. But back to your earlier point, you commented about the kinds of things that our military does going into West Africa. We have a granddaughter that was on orders to go over to West Africa, to Liberia, and we, of course, kept our fingers crossed. It didn't happen, but she was on orders, and they've done that, and some of them are going to be injured because of that, and therefore we're going to have to be prepared to provide medical care for our veterans.
General, I want to ask you about the PTSD, this post-traumatic stress. You came back as you were badly wounded in Vietnam, and I know that it wasn't talked about very much, was it, this post-traumatic stress disorder for our Vietnam vets?
No, it wasn't. You remember the thing with in World War II?
The shell shock, it was called.
Shell shock, people in hospitals slapped in the face, get out of your bed and go back and fight like your brethren.
Yeah,
all wrong, and we were ignorant about it, mm-hmm. and it was a real factor, and it is. We've come to realize what it does to you, and the kinds of wars we've been fighting the last decade have produced much more of this. Some of it's caused by being separated from your family. Some of it's caused by too many rotations into combat, deprivation of your good food and that kinds of things, but some of it is by fear. So yeah. I think we're much more educated about it now. I've got a daughter-in-law who is a lieutenant colonel in the National Guard in the First Gulf War, and she suffers from PTSD and is getting veterans care for it. So I'm encouraged that the VA has really made a great cycle of improvement here. Now, there's a debate that's ongoing and will continue. Maybe we don't need the VA. Let's just turn all these veterans back into the civilian hospitals. I think that's nonsense. The VA across the country understands veterans' needs and can deal with it much better than the civilian hospitals.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Speaking of veterans, our good friend Jim Kelly is on the line. Jim has served honorably for this country, and you're speaking with General Wickham. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, General Wickham. I don't know if you're aware of the Asia Marine Limited scandal, where supposedly we had Navy officers being bribed by the owner, Fat Leonard. Are you aware of the scandal, and are you aware of how it's paralyzing some of our highest command levels?
Yeah, I am a little bit of that. I don't know the details of it. These kinds of scandals are not uncommon. We've had them throughout our history. People who were repairing naval vessels that were being bribed in order to get the contracts and paying off senior people in the military. We've had senior people in the military, in the Army, that were abusing women. It's not an uncommon thing. We've got to work harder in our military to be sure that we abide by 24/7 ethical and moral values, which have gone a-wandering, I'm afraid. And guess what? The enemy is us. We've let that happen with our schools, with our lack of good parenting. Half of the children in America are born out of wedlock, and therefore they don't have parents.
Mm. And I know you tried to instill, when you were the commander-in-chief in the Army at the different Army posts, a high ethical and moral standard. You really tried to crack down on alcohol abuse on posts, and there was resistance, wasn't there?
Oh, there really was. When I was a commander at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the average was, when I got there, we were 22 soldiers a year were being killed from DWI on the highways. And I said, we're not going to let this happen. So I shut down the happy hours in the officers and NCO clubs and started putting out some very severe punishments for soldiers, losing stripes, Article 15s for officers. Colin Powell was one of my commanders. He sort of objected to some of my policies. But guess what? Within 6 months, both states adopted Kentucky and Tennessee the same tough standards, and the insurance rates dropped for private automobiles because of that. And we cut the fatality rate in half within 6 months. So it made a difference.
And, of course, Colin Powell, I do want to point out, twice in his memoirs mentioned you, General Wickham, as being his mentor. And I'm sure you're very, very proud of the general.
Oh, I am. Yeah, he's a good friend. And Colin Powell is a national treasure, no doubt about it.
All right, General Wickham, we're going to let you go here, but I know that you've set a very fine example of someone who believes in keeping an exercise regimen going. At last report, I think you were doing what? How many miles do you do now on the dirt bike?
Oh, I ride. Well, I don't ride dirt. I ride the roads.
Road bike.
Every day, I try to do it at least 6 miles. I don't think it's the distance that counts. It's the regularity of exercise that is important. It keeps the weight off of you, keeps your brain functioning, breathing fresh air, and also it allows me time, Bill, to pray and thank the good Lord for the blessings in America and the opportunities that still continue to exist in this wonderful country.
Well, General Wickham, thank you so much for the service that you have performed for this country, and thank you for the service that you give to our listeners by spending a half an hour a month with us and taking questions. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill. God bless.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Experience the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness. The Silver City area offers escape from the ordinary, that's for sure. You can walk through the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. If you've not been there, that is a true lovely experience just north of Silver City. You can swim in the Gila River, relax in a hot spring, hike in the Gila National Wilderness, visit Silver City's historic downtown with its galleries, antique stores, museums, and restaurants, and stay in places like Agave Ridge Retreat. You can find out more about places to stay and things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying all of our in-studio guests and all of our friends here at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle, including the host, at least one or two bottles per show. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed will be back with you tomorrow morning on the other side of the glass, 6 to 8, with Wake Up Tucson. Then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. And don't forget our other local talk show here in the afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Ed and I wish you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.